So what we have on the ballot on Tuesday, August 6th, is the Jackson Recreation Millage. And this has been approved since 1960. So it's one of our older millages. And then it's going to be up on the ballot again this year. And it's really a unique millage because it includes the city of Jackson, but also the entire Jackson Public Schools District. So that includes the city of Jackson and then parts of our surrounding townships like Blackman, Summit, Napoleon, and Liberty. So this is something that impacts the entire school district. So people who live in the school district will be voting on it, not just people in the city of Jackson. So that means that people who live in the district also get the benefit of the free and reduced recreation programs that come with the millage. So what this does is it offsets the cost of recreation programs, and it makes them affordable for youth under 18 years old and people over 50. So it supports our youth recreation programs and our senior programs for the entire recreation department.
Isn't it more than a renewal?
Yeah, so it's a renewal in the sense that this is voted on every 10 years, so it's not a new millage, but there is going to be a slight increase that's being asked this year. So in 2014, it was approved at 0.50 mils, and then this year it's going to be 0.75 mils. So when we try to break that down to explain it to people, we look at a taxable value of a home. So a home that's $100,000 value, passed in 2014, today people are paying around $50 a year for it. And then when you factor in the 0.75, we're looking at around $75 a year.